President Bush has announced that the United States will commit $500 million to fight AIDS in developing countries. The money specifically targets programs that prevent HIV-positive pregnant women from transmitting the virus to their babies. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, it is less money than Republicans in Congress had initially proposed.
The president made the announcement in the Rose Garden. Standing beside him were Secretary of State Colin Powell, Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, and Republican Senator Bill Frist. President Bush called the global AIDS epidemic a shock to the conscience.
Worldwide, close to 2,000 babies are infected with HIV every day during pregnancy, birth, or through breastfeeding. Most of those infected will die before their fifth birthday. The ones who are not infected will grow up as orphans when their parents die of AIDS. New advances in medical treatment give us the ability to save many of these young lives. And we must, and we will.
The $500 million being offered by the White House includes $200 million already approved by Congress. And the rest of the money wouldn't be available until the next fiscal year. It means the president won't be empty-handed when industrial nations meet at the upcoming G8 summit and discuss the plight of the world's poor. But the amount falls short of what many Republicans and Democrats in Congress asked for. Earlier this spring, Senator Jesse Helms lamented his failure to respond to the AIDS crisis in poor countries. He joined Senators Bill Frist and John Kerry in sponsoring an amendment to an emergency supplemental bill to fight terrorism. The amendment would have provided $500 million for AIDS this year. Other bipartisan groups proposed even more. But Frist says that there wasn't enough support in the Senate for those proposals.
The $500 million that we had worked for is now a reality, and in truth, it'll be in the field and distributed, as the president said, within 16 months down to where it can have an impact.
The reality is that in this fiscal year, the White House initiative will provide $200 million. That's in addition to a separate $300 million for the Global Fund to fight AIDS, TB, and malaria. This time last spring, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan had appealed to developed countries to contribute at least $1 billion each. None has done so. But Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the U.S. might have come close to it if Frist had not backed down.
Senator Frist voted against my amendment for $500 million for AIDS. What I offered was the amount that he had suggested weeks before with Senator Helms. I thought it was a reasonable compromise. I think we should spend more, but I was prepared to make that compromise. But unfortunately, when Senator Frist didn't join me in that effort, we couldn't put the votes together on the Senate floor, and that made all the difference in the world. We fell short by several hundred million dollars of an amount that would have had, a dramatic impact on reducing AIDS around the world.
In March, there was that hope. And that goal seemed within reach. But when the budget crunch came, money for the war against AIDS in poor countries lost out to spending on the war against terrorism at home. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.